Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Mesut Ozil is in here! Beautiful goal! Walcott! What a goal! It's been flicked in by Alexis Sanchez. A quality goal from the Gunners.
Hi, I'm Russell Hargreaves, welcoming you to another edition of the Arsenal Weekly Podcast. Today we go behind the scenes at the Legends game here at Emirates Stadium last Saturday. One of the Gunners' likely key performers for the season ahead is the subject of our history lesson. We're also back with our ever-popular tactical maestro, Adrian Clarke, at the chalkboard. We kick off with a word from those legends. Some of the legends arrived in London on Friday. And here's Arsenal Media's Max Jones talking to Gunners greats from years gone by, Jules Grimondi, and then Anders Limpar.
Looking back at your Arsenal career as a whole then, was there a certain point or a certain game that you feel really proud of and that you're really fond of?
No, I'm a bit upset by... I think I lost confidence the first season. It was a bit complicated for me because I should have played with more freedom, you know, and just to be enjoyed to play and not to put too much pressure on myself. And I think that maybe I didn't realize that it was a big chance to play football and to be a football player.
Yeah.
And that's why I will say to young players now who have this chance, don't think too much about what's happened around. Just be enjoyed to be on the pitch every day. And you have a chance to be there. You are in a big club with a fantastic atmosphere. Yeah, I love this club, and I think it's a place where you can play with...
freedom. So obviously you win the double in your first season, and then was it in your final season that you won another double as well?
Exactly. Yeah, I stayed 5 years. I start with a double and finish by the double, and but the whole 5 years was fantastic for me.
Yeah,
because I think the football is in especially in England, and sometimes you, when you are a player, you don't realize the chance we've got to play in this atmosphere and in this condition. Sometimes you have to stop to playing football to realize what the chance you get. Yeah, when I finish here, I moved to US to MLS. I stayed 3 months. Then I was not felt comfortable at all. It was not a football for me. So I said I give up and I stopped playing.
Right.
After, I took one more year to see what I can do, and I spoke with Arsène. He told me I'm looking for a scout in France or in Europe. Are you interested? I'm interesting. He said, okay, let's join us again. So I was back there in 2004, 2005, I think, five. So now it's 11 years plus 5 years players. It's 17 years, I think, I've been looking for the club.
Wow, brilliant.
For me, it's a special beast club.
How did it feel to sign for a club like Arsenal?
I mean, it's massive, obviously. I had a few offers from to stay in Italy.
Okay.
And I didn't know that much about English football, but everybody knows Arsenal and Liverpool or Man United, you know, if you're from Scandinavia. And I was actually blessed. So it wasn't hard for me to sign a 4 years contract for Arsenal. And when people ask me now when I'm old, I'm really, really, really honoured to have played for Arsenal and won a few things as well. I mean, to score 12, 13 goals or whatever I scored and win the league in my first season, that's something you dream of, really.
It was a hat-trick on the final day as well.
That was a hat-trick on the final day, but let's face it, we were already champions. They didn't want to play, so it was easy.
Yeah. moving forward to that goal against Liverpool.
Yeah.
At the time, what was going through your head?
Yeah, I mean, that happened instinctively. That's not a thing that you train to do, whatever. It just happens.
Yeah.
And it happens to be... in like a freaky situation that Kevin Campbell, he was running an offside, I couldn't play him in, and then I saw the Liverpool goalkeeper, Hooper I think it was, off his line, and you try your luck, and that goal comes off to be a brilliant goal, but that's just one off, I reckon.
I mean, I was born in 1994, that happened in 92.
Yeah.
I still know about how good the goal is.
Yeah.
Did you realise at the time just how good it was?
No, actually, you don't, actually. You play the game and then you don't think about it. But looking back over the years, that is an amazing goal. It's quite easy for a football player to shoot a straight ball like that, but the outcome to ship a goalkeeper and straight into the net, that's a good achievement. So yes, it is a good goal, and it's even better a couple of years after than when you did it.
Your time at Arsenal will be remembered. The fans loved you,
yeah.
And you know, looking back at it, it was perhaps Arsenal your best point in your career.
By far. I mean, to be here 4 years and win 6 trophies, score a lot of goals and set up people. I mean, we had a tremendous year in '95 when we won the cup with Everton.
Mm.
That's one thing you should mention. But a span from '89 to '95, I had 6-7 great years for me personally. And to be involved with Arsenal, obviously, that's. Wow, that's something you're blessed with.
So the scene was set for a star-studded Arsenal legends to face AC Milan glory, and Kanu tried to give the Gunners the advantage before the teams had even kicked off.
It would appear that Arsenal have tried to play with 12 from the off. Well, that potentially would give us an advantage. Arsene Wenger all smiles as Kanu has to be persuaded here by Gilberto to go off because it's 12 versus 11.
Well, I think, no disrespect to Arsenal, but they might have needed that in the first 10 minutes if Milan get the ball and Arsenal don't get it back. But got to be an even game, I suppose. Kanu a bit disappointed not to be starting again in an Arsenal shirt.
Well, we're 11 versus 11, thankfully. And Howard Webb, always diligent, has to make sure that we are ahead of kickoff here. Get set for a start.
The Nigerian legend got onto the pitch halfway into the first period and didn't waste any time whatsoever in getting onto the score sheet.
Petit towards the far post. He's kind of with a header! It is not 0-0 anymore because the substitute has found the corner. Abiati beaten and Kanu, who was part of the double-winning side, of course, back in 2002, and manages to open the scoring here. 31 Premier League goals, and this goal in this charity fixture cheered just as loudly. Well placed.
Milan glory responded on 37 minutes through Christian Vieri, so the scores were level at half-time, and it was that man Kanu again who put the Gunners legends back into the lead with some 20 minutes to go.
Huge cheer for Martin Keown, who just about scrambled enough appearances to get that Premier League winners' medal in 2004. In comes the free kick from Bormorti, and the diving header, does it cross the line? What's the referee given here? I think he's given another goal, has he?
It looks like the linesman's coming up to a starting position for a goal, so seems to be.
Kanu threw himself at that. Dida has been beaten. He's still not happy about it, the Brazilian keeper, but it's Arsenal legends that lead by 2-1.
Kanu completed his hat-trick 10 minutes from time after Robert Pires had won a penalty.
This for the hat-trick for Kanu and Arsenal legends against Milan glory. Can he force home beyond Dida? He sends in the wrong way, and Kanu claims Arsenal's third, his third, and Arsenal legends against Milan glory with just over 10 minutes remaining have a 2-goal cushion, and Kanu rightly takes the plaudits.
Pires himself then made it 4, 5 minutes from time.
Freddie Ljungberg breaking forward. Pires wants it. Will it fall for Pires? Well, it's the combination we saw so often at Highbury. Ljungberg for Pires, and the two combining from either flank to give Arsenal a fourth. And Van Ljungberg with the assist. Pires with a goal, and Arsenal lead 4-1.
Christian Vieri did net a consolation for Milan after Jens Lehmann had saved his initial penalty, and it was the Gunners who ran out 4-2 winners. Well, the match itself raised a cool £1 million for Save the Children through the Arsenal Foundation, and it was certainly a day to remember for everybody lucky enough to be involved.
And it's Adams, put through by Bold! Would you believe it? Or Charlie George, who can hit him? Oh, a free goal!
It's off for grabs now! Thomas! Right at the end!
On the 10th of September 1985, Laurent Koscielny was born in Toul in France. And pretty much to the day, on the 11th of September 2010, Koscielny scored his first goal for the club during a 4-1 victory over Bolton Wanderers. Well, that strike from Laurent was the first of many important goals for the club, none more so than the equaliser in the 2014 FA Cup final.
He's still trying to pile the pressure on. Cazorla swings it in. Sani is in there, and there's the equaliser from Laurent Koscielny. It's Arsenal 2, Hull 2.
Koscielny has played 182 times for Arsenal so far, scoring 20 goals in the process. Not a bad return. He's proudly lifted two FA Cups in Gunners' colours. As we heard earlier in the show, our hat-trick hero from Saturday was Kanu, who spoke to Max Jones about returning for the Legends match and also about his glittering career with the Gunners.
Firstly, how does it feel to be back in an Arsenal kit tomorrow?
Feels great. I'm happy. Yeah, excited to be part of the game.
Why did you decide to bend in that shot from that really tight angle against Chelsea?
The game was like 2-0. We're losing, and then, we came back 2-2, we scored the two goals. And I remember it was like 1 minute to the end of the game, and getting the ball on that line, and then seeing that I've dribbled the keeper. There's only one thing in my mind, just to, shoot at my target and make sure that the ball goes in. Even if I'm not going to get it, at least the game will end 2-2, which is not bad.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
So, a good player, and you have to always feel like, you have it in you to do it. And then I did it and it worked.
Still one of the greatest Arsenal. How many goals do you think you'll score tomorrow?
I think the most important thing is to enjoy it, have fun, because it's not like a proper Champions League game. If it's so, then I could have said I could have scored 3 goals. But all the same, it's just to make sure that the fans, the supporters enjoy it. And everybody that is there will have fun. So the target will not be good goals. The target is to see us play together as a team and show off our skills.
Which player are you most looking forward to playing with or against tomorrow?
The ones that I've seen so far, I can't say I want to play with this and leave this because all my friends, I enjoy playing with them. And been years, I would love to still play with them. So today will be, tomorrow will be a good day for everybody seeing them. But I just want to see if they still got what it takes. So I hope they're training because it's a very big pitch.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but on the other side, you have players like Mardini, you have players like Icanio, you have players. They have a lot of good players that you really want to play with or play against. Yeah.
We've spoken about the Chelsea goal. What was your greatest moment as an Arsenal player?
Ooh, good one. A difficult one. From the one I've been like at home from the first day I came to Arsenal. Mm-hmm. So when you ask me which one, it's difficult to really answer because when I came into Arsenal from the one till I left Arsenal, I've had a good relationship with everybody. I enjoyed my football and I did contribute my own quota to the growing of Arsenal as a team. And during the games, of course, which you know, I can say I scored a couple of great goals, which I'm proud of. And I believe the fans really enjoyed my stay throughout my stay in Arsenal. And that's why, when they said about Arsenal, I have to talk about Cardiff.
The Chalkboard with Adrian Clark.
Well, Adrian Clark joins us now for the Chalkboard. And Clarky, how's it going, my friend?
Yeah, all good, thanks, Russ. I was afforded a lie-in this morning with no breakdown, so sorry I can't be with you.
Just as much of a little lion as your little one affords you, I suppose, though.
Yeah, they're not lions like they used to be.
No student lions till 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
No chance.
We'll start, if we can, I think, with a really important question for the Chalkboard. And great news, of course, since we last spoke and had you on the show, Arsenal completing those two new signings of Mustafi and Perez. And what can they hopefully contribute for the team moving forward?
Well, I'm excited about both signings. I think Mustafi will certainly be a top defender for the club. I mean, he's young, isn't he? He's only 24 years of age. And I'm looking forward to seeing how he combines with Laurent Koscielny. In La Liga, he was known as the interceptions king. I think he had more interceptions than any other centre-half. And Koscielny boasts the same crown here in the Premier League. So between them, I think I worked it out. If they repeat their performances of last season, they'll make over 8 interceptions per game between them, which would just be excellent. And I think they'll be a difficult centre-half partnership to come up against. So, yeah, look, time will tell, of course. It adds great competition for places, but I'm excited about Mustafi. As for Lucas Perez, we're signing a player that's at the peak of his powers at the moment. I think he's 27 years of age, just had the season of his life in Spanish football, and he's hot, and hopefully he will add competition in that striking department. I think it'll be a straight shootout between himself and Olivier Giroud. Whoever does the business will get the nod. But what he adds to the group is that he's quick, he's nimble, he's got sharp movement, and I think that will be a great alternative to the other qualities that Olivier Giroud brings.
And looking forward, absolutely, seeing how they get on here at Emirates Stadium over the months and years, hopefully, to come. Clarky, let's start to look at the match ahead this coming weekend and a real off-season of change once again at Southampton. Key players moving on, re-energising that team and also, again, another new manager too.
Yeah, it's not ideal, is it? I think Southampton fans must be so frustrated. Anyone who ever does well there seems to move on. I think they've got a good manager in Claude Puel. He's come from French football where he's had a good record, actually, especially in his last post with Nice, a similar club, I guess, to Southampton in Ligue 1, and he did very well with them. So I'm sure he is a sensible appointment, but it's the players. They keep losing, isn't it? This time it was Pella, Wanyama and Mane. 3 main men, really, for Southampton last season. So I think they aren't as strong. I think that has to be a fact. They've brought in some decent players, but have they got like-for-like replacements? I'm not quite sure. So I think they'll be top half Southampton this season, but as for, pushing for top 6 or better, I can't see it happening.
And with that infusion of new blood, Adrian, and with new faces coming in and also older faces with, like, new opportunities, so looking forward to seeing how one or two of those players that we've seen be there or thereabouts at St Mary's really get on this season. And it'll be fascinating to see quite how this team kicks on over the weeks and months to come, because that squad is still good, isn't it? It's still got quite a lot of potent threats.
It's got a lot of balance. They've got good players, a strong bench, a bit of depth there. So, no, they're not going to be a pushover for anybody this season. They've got a new system. I think that's going to be really interesting to see how they get on with that. It's a 4-4-2 diamond with Romeo at the base of it as the holding player. And then you've got a new player, a young lad, former Bayern Munich player, Patrick Thoiberg, to the right, and Stephen Davis to the left, with Dusan Tadic in that floating number two role. And to me, even though they haven't clicked brilliantly yet, I think that is a really strong central midfield area. So Hjoiberg, in particular, is a lovely passer of the ball, likes to get on it. So, no, look, Southampton are a quality outfit, but will they push the top six this year? I'm not convinced about that. And I've got to be honest, at the start of this season, they haven't really got going. They've produced some OK performances, but if you were looking for one word to describe it, you'd probably say sluggish.
And just looking at the back quickly as well, because we should consider them too clarky in that regard. They've kept hold of some key performers, which is important. And I guess we'll see regarding Fraser Forster as well, having missed the England setup with a knock in training, whether he's back or not. But with all of their frontline players in the back four, that they are pretty solid there.
Definitely. Yeah, they don't give too many away. Forster's a great keeper. I mean, he had an unbelievable game, didn't he, at Emirates Stadium last year. So hopefully there won't be any repeat of that. The centre-halves, Font and Van Dijk, I think are solid. In my opinion, you can get at them with quick movement. I think neither of the most mobile of centre-halves. And the plus side for Arsenal here is that Puel loves his full-backs to fly forward. So you can expect Matt Target, if it's him that starts, and Cedric on the other side, they won't hesitate. They will go forward at will, which I think will leave holes in those channels for the likes of Alexis and Ozil and everybody else to spin into. So that's an avenue I can see Arsenal trying to explore.
So just a couple of classic questions, as we like to do at this stage then, Clarkie. What would be your key head-to-head, your most important tactical battleground?
Well, on the basis of what I've just said, I'm going to say Alexis against Fraser Forster, because assuming that he still leads the line, because he was so good last time out at Watford, I wonder if Olivier Giroud might be held back one more week. We don't know yet, of course, but I'm sure wherever he plays, Alexis will be firing plenty of shots at goal. So I'm anticipating a good shootout between Alexis and Fraser Forster. Hopefully this time it'll go the Arsenal player's way.
And in a sentence, how do you beat Southampton?
I think you beat Southampton by keeping a clean sheet. I think that's important. But what they will do is they will look to dominate possession. They've done it in every single game, including the one at Manchester United. They want the ball. So, for me, Arsenal need to let them have it, let them come on, and then we can hit them hard and fast on the counter-attack, even though we're at home.
Clarkie, hang on a minute. There's another figure making his way into the recording studios. It is the Arsenal Weekly Podcast producer, Liam.
Hello, Clarkie. I'm keeping your seat warm today.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. Yeah, look after it.
Suits you.
I thought so, yeah. I think this might be a new position. Yeah, that's it.
Now, obviously, this could only mean one thing.
Indeed, it's prediction time. Results first, maybe? We've gone a couple of weeks without some results.
Yes, it was it corners from the Watford game?
It was indeed, yeah. You both, you came up with a high number. So, Rushy went 11 and Adrian went 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he already knows. Adrian already knows. There was only five.
That's the first thing I checked for.
Yeah, there was only five. So again, by default, Russell Hargreaves won all.
Get in. The equaliser.
Exactly. So we're back on level peggings now. So this week I thought would go slightly different again. Hector Bellerin, how many touches will he have in the match?
Ooh.
I think who went first last week? Was it you last week? So Clarkie,
yes,
back to
was.
You.
Back to me. Right. Now, you gave me a heads-up on this, Liam, so I've done a bit of research.
Hang on, this doesn't sound fair.
Based on that, I'm going to say 66, which is pretty much his average for the season so far. So I'm going to go with 66.
And I'd be foolish not to play the percentages and go for anything more than 67.
Wow, this has become tactical very early.
Yeah, absolutely.
This has become tactical very, very early. OK, so you're both happy. You're going to lock those in?
I'm locking it in, yeah, 66 it is.
Locked and loaded. OK, then. So we'll be back next week with the results and... yeah, again, may the best man win.
Intriguing stuff. Liam, thank you very much indeed.
The least bad man.
The least bad man win. That could be one of our little mottos here on the Arsenal Weekly podcast. Good work. Don't forget, if you've got any question whatsoever for the chalkboard, hashtag Arsenal Weekly. Let us know. We'll be delighted to respond as soon as we can. Clarky, as ever, great to have you on board, my friend.
Thanks, man, boys.
Well, that's full time on this week's show. Our thanks to all the Arsenal legends who've contributed to the programme today and also to our very own Adrian Clarke. Don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes. Please leave us a 5-star review in the process. You can find us as well on Acast and never miss another episode. We're back on Monday the 12th of September and we'll hear from new signing Shkodran Mustafi. And until then, it's bye for now. And come on, you Gunners!
The Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.